Last week, the FDA narrowed recommendations for who should get a COVID vaccine to only include those 65 and older and young people with a high-risk health condition. That has left some New Jersey residents wondering if they'll be able to get a COVID booster shot this fall at all, especially after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an anti-vaccine advocate, fired and replaced a panel of health experts. Last night on WHYY's Ask Governor Murphy program, the governor said, "What's happening is alarming, because we know that COVID vaccines save lives."
We're on the right side of the facts, the right side of history. We're basing this on science, and we're going to do everything we can to get the other big players to come along and play ball, and that includes the insurance companies.
On Monday, the Jersey Health Department issued an executive directive that allows anyone 6 months and older to receive a COVID shot if they want one. Haverford Township in Delaware County has passed an ordinance that will make anyone under the age of 16 wear a helmet when riding an electric bike or scooter. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The ordinance says e-bikes and e-scooters present similar safety concerns as bicycles and should be regulated accordingly. The ordinance will be in an introductory period until December 31st, when written notices will be issued for helmet violations. Starting in January, parents and guardians of kids not wearing a helmet could face $25 fines. This comes after the death of 12-year-old Abigail Gillen, who was killed earlier this summer while riding an electric scooter with her friend. State Senator Tim Kearney of Delaware County also introduced Abby's law in July, which would prohibit the use of electric scooters by anyone under 16 and require helmets for all minors. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
This morning in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a ceremony was held at the Flight 93 National Memorial to honor 40 passengers and crew members who gave their lives on September 11, 2001. And in sports news, the Phillies crushed the Mets last night, 11-3, pushing them 10 games ahead of the National League East.